Welcome back to Hashtag Black, the podcast where we hash out the hashtags that frame Black lives. My name is Stephanie Shanakan, and I regularly meet with some of my former students to talk about these trending topics that affect all of us. So today I have with me three of my former students, who I think I'll always call them my students, but they've all graduated. I'm very proud of them. And they all graduated with degrees in Black Studies. So first of all, let's go ahead and introduce as usual.
Marshall Allen, recent graduate, University of Missouri, Columbia, double major in political science and Black Studies.
Kennedy Moore, recent graduate of the University of Missouri, with degrees in communication and Black Studies.
Ida Campbell Jones, recent graduate of the University of Missouri with a degree in Black Studies and a minor in political science.
Great. All right. So today I want to just talk about two main topics that have popped up in the last week or so. The first one, we'll go ahead and call this one hashtag Malian Spider-Man. Hashtag Malian Spider-Man. And this has to do with a young Malian immigrant in France who, his name is Mamadou Gassama, and he rescued a little French child from a balcony. The child was hanging from a balcony. And this story has gone worldwide because Mamadou has been given French citizenship. He's been given a medal by the president of France, President Macron, and he's even been given a job as a fireman. But somehow this story should raise questions. I know a lot of people are celebrating it, but I think there are questions that we can ask and talk about regarding this hashtag. So who wants to go first?
Well, I think the story in and of itself comments or has a lot of commentary about immigration and citizenship, in particular to people who are trying. So you read his story, it's not USA Today that did the article, telegraph.co.uk. So they did a story on him, and they were talking about how he tried to gain citizenship, how he crossed the Sahara Desert in order to get there and, you know, stay and apply for residency. He was denied once, captured by police, all that. I think it puts unfair expectations and parameters on citizenship and immigration because, for one, right, as just a regular immigrant, just as a regular person trying to obtain citizenship, he was denied twice, right? But now that he saved the life of a citizen, of a child, you know, all of a sudden the parameters are lifted, they can be bent, they can be easily ruled out, they can be easily changed, which is actually kind of upsetting, because here he was trying before then to do that. Doesn't make him any less of a good person, doesn't make him any less honorable for not actually completing the feat in 2013 when he originally tried, but because he did it now, all of a sudden it happens like that, which has a lot of commentary to be said on the actual process of citizenship and residency.
Right.
If it was that easy, and if it is that easy, why aren't more people who are looking for residency and citizenship able and qualified to stand or to have that same standing in other countries?
Right. So a question about what the expectations of a good citizen are, right? That seems to have shifted with this story. Ida?
Yeah, I find it almost unrealistic to other immigrants that are trying to gain citizenship, not only in France, but everywhere, in all the Western regions and countries, because it almost says that you have to be, like, you have to be a superhero, or you have to be a extraordinary human to just gain citizenship of a place that you want to live. And like, citizenship always, it always not confuses me, but it concerns me, because why would you want to not allow someone that wants to pay their taxes, that wants to work, that wants to contribute to the economy of your country? Why wouldn't you want that?
Right, and
Because it's more money and more benefits coming to your country,
Right,
and
and
that.
in this particular case, Mali was a former colony of France, right? So France actually had colonized Mali, right, many years ago, and Mali got their independence in the 60s, I want to say. But Kennedy, what are your thoughts?
Kind of like Ida and Marshall said, I think it draws attention to the fact, like, what does it take to become a citizen in these countries? And the fact that Mali was colonized by France, like, realistically, Mali or France should be like, anybody coming from this country that, like, we've had control over, they should automatically be a citizen. But obviously, it's not like that. And I think it's one thing that, like, kind of got my attention is, why is his name not out there? Like, why is it the Malian
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man? Like, why are we not knowing his name, saying his name? And I think that connects back to what Ida was saying about, like, you have to be a superhero, or you have to be some extraordinary person to deserve citizenship in this country or any other country.
Piggybacking off of that too, so there was a chart that I discovered in high school. It's a cartoon chart, political cartoonish, I guess, sort of way they did it. But it did all the citizenships just for America, and so like you have all these different things you have to go through. Like you have the fees, then you have the applications. You get rejected, you come back, pay the fees, the application, get to a further part, get rejected, and it was showing like. It had the whole chart map that it was like the quickest way, you know, what you can do for the country. So if you're an athlete, right, professional singer, automatically your citizenship, your residency will be pushed to the front of
Or
the
join
line.
the army.
You know, join the army, you know, if you marry in, you know what I'm saying? But not just any type of marrying in, like marrying in within a specific tax bracket. Like you get put in there too. And that definitely is worth like looking at when you look at like Mamadou Gassama's like situation, why he had to be just like Ida said, extraordinary in order to get in. But similarly too, just like Kennedy was talking about, Spider-Man, why does he have to be superhuman? You know, granted, he climbed, you know, four stories in 30
Right,
seconds.
you watch
But
that
there were
video.
20 people watching him.
Right.
There was a guy up top
Right.
watching the kid, you know.
Right.
Well, there was because the other article said, well, there was a guy for each trying to get him because there was a divider. Okay. He climbed four stories. What was it about the divider that really stopped you from saving that child? You know? You were closer as far as proximity. You responded first, you know, as far as timing. What, as far as the divider, really prevented you from saving that child? You know? That doesn't make any sense. Yet you have somebody who does it, and all of a sudden he's superhuman for having an impulse for human life. You know?
And I'm wondering, like, what's the, there's nothing different from him before he saved that child from before. So why does he just deserve citizenship now? Like, maybe he applied for hundreds of jobs, probably didn't get them because he was not a citizen.
And they talk about it in order, just like you said.
So
But
it's
now
just
he
like,
gets citizenship, he gets a job, he gets a medal from the president himself.
That puts unfair expectations
On
upon immigrants and
others.
anybody looking for residency. Now they
Absolutely.
gotta feel like if I don't save a soldier's life or save the president from assassination, I'm not gonna be able to become a resident or a citizen, you know?
So big questions. Big questions. And as an immigrant myself, you know, to Marshall's point about the list or the many lists of things that immigrants have to do to become citizens.
Most Americans don't even know
No, I
where they
know.
come from, right?
Or even the show that I told you I was watching, it tackles the topic of immigration and obtaining citizenship,
And the
and
show's name is
Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin. Okay.
Her grandmother's from Venezuela, and she's trying to attain citizenship. And so many people don't even know like the preamble of like people don't
What
even
people have to
know.
go through,
Yeah, they don't
yeah.
even know
Who the officials
half
are,
the Americans
none of
don't
it.
even know what the information like immigrants have to know to be citizens of this country.
He'll be considered an immigrant. Expatriates or expatriates, as we used to call it, are usually white folks in African countries. Those are expatriates, but we are immigrants, right? So the other thing I wanted to point out on this case is, do you remember about, I don't know, several months ago we did an episode on Libyan slavery? Remember that image, right? So that image was of immigrants like Mamadou Gassama, right? Leaving home, right, in West Africa, these countries that have been ravaged for decades, centuries, right, by the West. And these people then leave their homes, cross the Sahara Desert, as Marshall said, try to jump on a boat, right, to get to from Libya to Europe, and many of them die on this journey. So we can celebrate him now, and I'm really happy for him, but let's not forget the backstory of how he may have even gotten there and how others have gotten there, and the many lives that have been lost in the quest, And the fact that he got the job as a fireman, are we convinced that his life is now going to be rosy in France?
They're probably gonna be like, you think you're somebody because you got this job and all
He's
this
still
other stuff.
black.
Right.
Okay, so let's move on to our second hashtag. We'll keep watching Mamadou Gassama, see if anything else pops up on him. But yesterday was a big story, and this will be hashtag Roseanne. This is a big story that has to do with race. So Kennedy, why don't you start on this story?
So, from the get-go, when I heard about the plot of the Roseanne reboot, I was like, why is ABC, maybe I would have taken Fox to put this on their channel, but why is ABC putting this up? Like, who is approving this? And also, my thing is, why are there so many reboots? Like, why is everything getting rebooted? Why can't we come up with original ideas?
That's true.
But I found it very interesting yesterday when I found out that Wanda Sykes was a writer for the show.
Me
And
too. I had
after
no
Roseanne
idea.
made her tweet
Right.
that Wanda Sykes was like, I'm not a part of the show anymore. And this was like, I think, a little bit before
You should be.
ABC canceled the show altogether. But I'm like, really, Wanda? Like, is it not any work out there? Like, are you not getting hired? Why were you working on this sitcom that just kind of like allows violent rhetoric to be spread across the TV, across media platforms and stuff? So I think, I mean, there are other shows out there that obviously are problematic, but I mean, it's a start to take it off the air. But also think about like, okay, there was an article about the woman who was responsible for taking it off the air, but
Yes.
also realized that she put it on the air too. She was part of
Well,
that too.
well, that's true. That's true.
Sheesh.
So
But she was
Kennedy's.
racist before she even had the reboot show. 'Cause let's not forget when she
Why?
was in some magazine or media outlet dressed as Hitler, and she had baked little cookies that looked like people, and they were burnt.
Oh.
yes
Wow. Yeah,
yes
no,
dressed
she's
as
well
Hitler.
known. She's well
Yeah,
known. But wow,
and she's a
Candy's.
blatant Trump supporter.
Well, that's very well known too, yes. And so with these points, Kennedy's her challenge is to people like Wanda Sykes and this woman, Channing Dungey, who, you know, everybody's really glad to see that she stepped up as an executive of ABC, but you all are asking, well,
you
why did they sign
the
them
place.
Up
she
in
was
the first
racist
place?
Before. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what was I listening to? I was listening to the radio, and they were saying that now it's always about the money, but now, because it's cheaper not to do the show than it is to do it. Because, I mean, if she wouldn't have tweeted, they probably still would have kept the show, even though she's very racist.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact that she was outed, like, by
so publicly.
Twitter, by social media.
Mm-hmm.
And what was I going to say? Yeah.
Okay. Marshall?
So I want to talk about the actual tweet. And the tweet quoted, like it said, since now been deleted, it's by USA Today, since now deleted, that, quote, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equal VJ, end quote, and the VJ stood for Valerie Jarrett. I found it comical that she blamed it on a drug, so...
Actually, I was listening to the radio. I was listening to, I think
over the counter drug, isn't it?
No,
it's a
prescription
for Ambien.
Yeah,
it was.
Well, I was listening to 106.1. I don't know what it's actually called, but one of the they're all white co-hosts. It was so funny because she was like, so she was like, I take Ambien, and when I'm, what does she say? When it has me like loopy or whatever, I buy a dress that's two sizes too small.
Oh, so she's trying to explain?
Yeah, because Ambien is remember it was like a lot of people were driving their cars when they were asleep and sleepwalking and stuff. Like it makes you like if you have side effects, it's like you have weird actions.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, so Ambien made her racist. She was like, she's racist. This lady was just going off like, she was like, Ambien just doesn't make you racist. You're racist to begin with.
No, it was something on the other article that might have been, I don't know if it was Washington Post, or it might have been like a continuation of the USA Today article, but it was something like, I think like Ambien responded and was like, yeah, our drug has side effects, but one of them is not racism.
Yeah,
wow. I just don't understand why, like, white people just can't take accountability for their racism. Like, you have to be like, oh, it was a drug.
Mm-hmm.
Just admit you're racist. Like, it's pretty simple.
It seems to be that race, labeled a racist is one of the worst things that can happen. That nobody wants that. You know, you can do other things, but being called a racist, if you remember, George W. Bush said that when Kanye West said he was racist, that was the lowest point on his presidency.
Really?
Right? So the lowest
Somebody point. Else's actions were the lowest point of his presidency.
Right. Because he was called a racist.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting.
People, I hate when people say, when they make a racist comment or a racist action, they say it was a poor taste or bad judgment.
And I'm sorry.
But it's you.
Always sorry.
Like, it's racism isn't an
action.
It's not an individual action.
It's a
mindset.
Right.
It's who you are.
It's a personal worldview.
It's who you are. Like if you made a racist comment, it's because you're racist. It's like
right.
I'm sorry.
Right. Okay,
not
and then
sorry.
And the other part of this is how important was it that Channing Dungey, who made the decision, allegedly, I think, to cancel the show. How important is representation? How important is it that she was black? Like, if she wasn't at the table, and we've had these conversations before about these big companies making these snafus, right? And we've questioned whether these ad agencies have representation on the board to kind of look at what's coming out. Do you think that the fact that she herself is black had something to do with how this story ended?
No.
I mean, that's cute or whatever, but you guys still didn't air the episode of Black-ish about the national anthem and stuff. Like, y'all
True.
are picking and choosing what you want to like air as far as free speech, and that's
And
not
what they
cool,
want to
so.
advocate for, because let's not forget that Roseanne Barr made like internalized misogynistic comments about the women that accused Donald Trump of sexual harassment. She's made comments about Mexican immigrants. She's made comments about she's had anti-Semitic actions in newspapers and magazines, but once it's about a black person, something that only affects you, let's say from what's her name,
Channing Dungey.
Channing Dungey, just because she attacks your blackness, if you even care, then now it's something. But once you make other comments, once she's made all these other comments before.
I think to be clear, the attack wasn't only on blackness, it was on
Muslim Islam.
Islam as well. And so
Oh
I think there's a little bit of a wider scope there,
yeah.
but those are good points.
She
Those
was
are
like,
valid. Those are
all
valid.
skin folk and kin folk. She probably just did it to save face.
And to Kennedy's point about the Blackish episode, yeah,
Yeah.
I
So
remember
somebody was
that.
like, so are we gonna get that episode now?
All right. Anything else? These are two big ones. I don't think we've heard the last from Rose from the Roseanne hashtag because I think.
And she lied talking about she was off Twitter.
Right.
I wouldn't be
And she
surprised if
said.
they start trying to do a recall for AMB, you know.
And the president has just joined the fray. He's jumped into it and is scolding ABC and
ABC for oh,
Disney
okay.
for canceling the
All
show.
right,
But
cool. Thanks.
so we'll keep watching. But it definitely affects black folks.
Yeah.
So that's it for
It
today.
don't
Thanks,
affect me. I'm
guys,
cool.
for continuing to engage, even though you have graduated. We will continue doing this, and we'll
I
continue
found my
watching these
future.
hashtags. So we'll talk to you all next time. Thank you.